And welcome to Gamers World.
What's up, all you gamers and game mets? This is T, and this once again is Gamers World. I welcome you back for yet another episode this week. And before I start off, I just have to say it's quite exciting sitting back and watching all the viewers start to collect over time. We have quite a few people that are tuning in, so for those of you once again who are still with me, I appreciate it. Hope things continue getting better. And for all of you new guys, hopefully you enjoy this and you find something interesting. Today I'm going to finish up my wrap-up on the consoles, look at both Xbox 360 as well as the PS3. Also going to check into some news and got other couple things I'd like to jump into. So without further ado, let's start. And welcome to Gamers World. Alright, as you already know, the PlayStation 3 has already hit store shelves, both in Japan and here in the U.S. Now, I also have some interesting news to tell you about, kind of some of the hijinks of the launch, but I'll get into that later on in this episode. First off, like I said, what I wanted to focus on is the PS3, Xbox 360, kind of what their chances are. Now, with the PS3, one of the big things with it is it has a Blu-ray player, it has its cell processor, and it looks like, it looks like this year it's going to be quite a bit more powerful than the Xbox 360. Of course, 360's already been out for a year now, so of course they already have more established games and everything. But as far as with the PS3, with the cell processor, I know that this was something that Sony put a lot of money and time into trying to come up with something that gives it quite a bit of power. Now, I've heard a lot of rumors that because of the cell processor, it's quite hard for game developers, or a little bit harder for game developers to actually program games. We'll find out if that's the case, and even if it is, whether or not that hinders and prevents game companies in making games for the PS3. Of course, also, like I said earlier, it has the Blu-ray player, and for those of you who don't know what that is, just like there was the VHS and then there was a DVD, according to Sony, this is that same kind of jump. We have our DVD players and Blu-ray is going to make things look better, sound better, and is able to store more information on there. Now, for my viewpoint, I have a ton of DVDs. I love DVDs. But at the same time, I don't understand why I'd want to go out and get a Blu-ray player. I'm sure it's going to be able to make things look a little bit better, this and that. But I myself do not yet have an HD TV, so not that excited about it. Of course, if I'm going to get one for free, or if I'm going to get one along with my system, then hey, might as well, sounds good. But as far as, it looks like the Blu-ray is actually what's making the PS3 cost so much. So for me right now, I think a lot of people aren't really going to care much about it. I understand that Sony wants to push them off because Sony makes the Blu-ray. So if they sell, you know, as many PlayStation 3s as they, or PlayStation 2s as they did last generation, then they're going to have quite a bit of a fan base there as far as with if people having their Blu-ray player. Now, something else that I kind of like to point out with that, though, with the PS3, the PS2, the reason that it was so big last year, it came out, had a dedicated fan base, had excellent, excellent third and first party games, a lot of exclusives, GTA 3 with the Vice City, it had the Final Fantasy, Metal Gear Solid, a lot of really top-notch games. Now, this year with the Xbox 360 is actually getting some of those. Resident Evil, which is something that had never been on Xbox before, is coming over to it. They're also going to be getting Grand Theft Auto at the same time. It does look like Metal Gear Solid is going to be a PS3 exclusive, but I have heard some rumors lately that it's quite possible that the company that makes Metal Gear is actually pushing for it to be released, if not at the same time, and released eventually on the Xbox 360. So that'll be something interesting to see. Now, of course, with Final Fantasy, that does not look like that is something that is going to be coming out on the 360, which sucks because I'm a big Final Fantasy fan. And at this point in time, I don't really know if I'll be buying both systems. Now, with Xbox 360, like I said, it's coming out with a lot more games just because it's had that year time. The games that are coming out now take more use of some of its advantages. PS3, their launch titles right now are actually a little weak. But at the same time, I believe that the 360 was also quite weak. The only problem with PS3 is I know some of the titles, such as Oblivion, is actually being pushed into 2007. So, of course, you're going to have the dedicated hopeful out there that go out and buy the PS3 just because they love it. But as far as games, I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed people whenever they first come out there. Now, the last thing I really kind of wanted to focus on there has to do with the system shortage. Of course, in Japan, the PlayStation 3 came out with about 88,000 on launch day. Here in the U.S., it came out with a little bit over 400,000. And now, we all know last year with the 360, people had pre-orders, didn't get some of their pre-orders fulfilled until February, sometimes even March is from what I've heard. Now, of course, that's going to hurt the sales, it hurt Xbox 360 a bit, but with PS3, that's going to hurt it quite a bit more because, one, you have the 360 sitting there right on store shelves. So somebody comes out to pick up a PS3, they don't have it in there, they look around, here's another next-generation system for just a little bit less. Chances are they're probably going to pick that up. Not only that, they're going to have the Nintendo Wii there, and with a price tag of only $250, some people are going to go ahead and just cop that. Now, at the same time you look at it, you can get the Xbox 360 Core system as well, Nintendo Wii, for about the same price as the PS3. I definitely think it's going to hurt its sales. How much so? Not really sure, but I definitely think that for some people that are not as patient as the rest of us and have a little bit deeper pockets than we do, they're going to go ahead and pick up those systems. Now, with that said, also with the system shortages, the PlayStation 3 isn't going to have, or is not supposed to have, nearly a hard of a time as the 360 did. I know with the PS3, they said they should have over 1 million units out by the time January swings around. So there's going to be quite a few people out there that are going to be able to, if they just wait a little bit longer, they should be able to get their hands on the PS3. So with all that said, like I said, I didn't really focus too much on the Xbox 360, just because most of you already know about it because it's out. Before I wrap all this up, like I said, with the cell processor, it looks like PS3 is going to be more powerful than the 360. So is that going to make a difference? Well, let's look at the last generation. Xbox, quite a bit more powerful than the PS3, but it didn't really make that much of a difference. There were a few games, just a handful, you could probably count them on two hands, that came out just for the 360 because of the fact that it was more powerful. But for the most part, all of the Maddens, all of the regular games that were released on both systems, they catered down to the PS2. Now, why is that? Well, one, the PS2 had the biggest fan base. But also, that way, the game developers could release both games, didn't have to spend a significant amount of time upgrading the graphics and changing things to fit both systems. It was actually more cost-effective for them just to release it down to the weakest system and release it like that. So is that the same thing that may happen here with this next generation? I think it's possible. I think that if the PS3 is a lot more powerful than the 360, then of course they're going to get quite a few games that look better, as well as maybe some games that the 360 may not, but at the same time, I think for the majority of it, as long as the 360 continues selling well, there's going to be the majority of the games are going to come out with this on the weakest system, which may be the 360, so it may not make that much of a difference. So it'll be something interesting to find out. Now, for the moment that you've all been waiting for, who do I think is going to win the next generation of consoles? Well, of course, like I said, I went over the Wii last time. I'm going over the 360 and the PS3 this time. And to be totally honest, I do believe that the PS3 is going to emerge victorious this generation. Now, do not get me wrong, it's not going to be even close to as big of a jump as it was last generation. I see PlayStation 3 losing a lot of its lead just because of the price, because it doesn't have as many exclusives, and in a sense, it seems kind of like Sony isn't really respecting the fans as much. That's kind of my opinion on that, just based on what I have been reading. Now, as far as second place, I could see it going either which way. I could honestly see Nintendo Wii being in second place, and I could also see the 360. One, the reason, like I said last time, Nintendo Wii going for a whole different set of gamers. And also with the low price, they're also going to have, Nintendo has great first-party games. I could see them actually going in there and getting second place just because the 360 and PS3 are going for the same type of gamers. They may kind of negate themselves in a sense. But also with the 360, they have the excellent Xbox Live, which none of the other systems are even coming close to meeting and probably won't for quite a few years just because Xbox is doing a great job as evolving that over time. And plus, they already have that established fan base right now. It's been out for a while. They're getting a lot of new games. So I could very easily see the 360 being in second place as well. It's going to be a really, really exciting race these next 4 or 5 years. But at the same time, just like with most generations, you're not really going to see any real competition until about year two or year three. By then, all the systems have already kind of been out there. The game developers are used to catering to each of their systems, so we will not know a clear-cut winner for quite a few years, but at the same time, it's going to be great for us because there's going to be cheaper games, the systems are going to start bumping down their prices to remain competitive, and it's just going to be an all-out great situation for us. So there you have it. Like I said, PS3 is going to be number one, and Xbox 360 and Nintendo Wii are going to be very close for number two. So that'll be something very interesting to watch. So hang on there, and we're going to move to something else. Thanks a lot. Well, next up, I just wanted to respond to an email that I got from one of my past podcasts. And just to let you guys know as well, I do appreciate the support. I appreciate all the comments and everything. It really does help whenever I'm sitting back here and I feel like I have no idea what's going on to know that at least I'm doing one or two things right. So, anyways, I had a letter here in regards to my very first podcast ever, where I focused on ESPN 2K5 and the different variations of Madden that have been coming out since then. This letter is from RNG, and he states, "How can you say that EA has not been innovative with Madden? With the passing cone, lead blocker, superstar, and the ESPN integration, they have done more in 2 years than it had been done 5 years before." Now, I take it the 5 years before, you're talking about the 5 years before EA Sports got the exclusive license. And I agree with you, there have been a lot of things that Madden and EA Sports has actually put into the game. And I'll even agree with you as far as saying that they've put more than in the last 2 years that have been put in 5 years prior. But the thing about it is Madden really never had anybody that was competitive with it until ESPN came along. Even with the ESPN 2K4, it was an alright game, but it was one, like I said before, I did not really get into. It wasn't until they came out with 2K5, had that price drop, and people actually quit just going out and automatically buying Madden and actually gave it a chance, they realized this was also a great football game, and this was also something that brought it to the table. Now, the reason that 2K5 had to do that, I mean, like I said, with the competition, they dropped the price as well as gave us a great game, and that's because of competition. Now, they had came out with 2K5, 2K4 even came out with the first person mode, little features and things like that, and that's what I feel that Madden is doing, the releasing small little features. Passing cone, actually, most people I talked to hated it, but it was a different feature. Lead blocking, like I said, something I like. For a while, it's kind of gotten old since then. Superstar mode, another great idea, one that they haven't really from my viewpoint, established, really done that great of a job with. It looks promising, but they need to finish through with it. And also, as I also focused on with the ESPN integration, something that I feel is very disappointing and still hasn't even came close to what 2K5 did with the ESPN license. So, like I said before, it all kind of comes down to what you believe innovation is. For me, it's not just adding features. It's taking something that you've played before and adding a whole other aspect of it. So, like I said, some people may think features are innovation. Me, myself, I don't believe so. I believe it's taking something old and making it new again, not just adding little add-ons to it. But I agree with you. I do think that EA has done a relatively good job. I believe that they probably would have done a better job if they would have had the continued competition from 2K5, but that's something that we probably will never find out. So good letter, and I appreciate it, RNG. Next up, like I said before, what I wanted to tell you guys about was on this last Friday, the PS3 was released, and of course, things were crazy, people waiting out in line forever, and there are actually a couple of news stories that I've read that I thought were somewhat funny and a sense. I do know over in Connecticut on Friday, there were a group of about 10 or 11 people waiting in line outside of a Walmart for it to open up so they could get their hands on the PS3, and two armed robbers came out and robbed everyone. Now, for the robbers, that's pretty smart, because here you go, you have all these people, and you know they got some money because they're waiting to buy a PS3. Now, for the people that got robbed, I mean, that sucks, but at the same time, if you went to Walmart, standing outside Walmart's with $500+ in your pocket in cash, you probably don't deserve it. But that's my viewpoint on that. Now, also with that story, kind of unfortunate, one of the individuals refused to give the robbers the money, and they were shot, but last I heard, they were okay. But those robbers were using their heads, so it's a good thing, and hopefully most of those people were paying by debit card or credit card and not $500 cash. Also with a Walmart's, Walmart's had, I believe it was 10 chairs out, and whoever got in those chairs, they were going to be guaranteed that they would have a PS3. Now, from what I've heard, there were about 50 people running as fast as they could through the Walmart parking lot. Unfortunately, one individual showing that some gamers are actually really, really bad nerds couldn't avoid a pole and ran smack into the pole and had to get taken by ambulance to the hospital. So another unfortunate story there. And also something else, and I think this is funny just because there were no significant injuries, a bunch of people waiting in line at Best Buy, car pulled up and did a drive-by with a BB gun, letting loose all of their frustrations on the crowd of PS3 hopefuls. So, like I said, aside of probably the minor injuries there and the unfortunate person that was shot in it, some interesting stories and, I'm afraid to say, some humor. Kind of funny stories. I'll just leave it at that. But, like I said, a lot of crazy things happened there with the PS3 launch. Now, something else before I let you guys go, because I know you're all dying to know what I am going to do as far as with the next generation. Now, I'm newly married, got a good job and everything like that, so I'm doing alright with money, but at the same time, like I said, I am married, so the money that I do make isn't necessarily mine to spend. For you, those of you that are married, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who are not, stay single. But whenever I go out, and if I were to go out today and to buy a system, the system I would buy is the Nintendo Wii. Now, for all you hardcore people who are currently turning off this episode and throwing your iPods or throwing your mouse, listen first. For those of you who have listened to me before, you know that I like playing games with my wife, and unfortunately my wife does not like playing the games that I like to play. So with the Nintendo Wii, there's a lot of different things on there that we could enjoy together. Plus, I'm very interested to check out that new their new controller and kind of give that a run. Also, with that $250 price tag, that's something that I could even talk my wife into taking a chance on. So, from that viewpoint, that'll probably be the first system that I get. Now, after that, with the 360 and PS3, it's really a close call, and I think what it's going to come down to is basically reading the reviews of the games, the reviews of the system, and kind of the game lineup. Now, I do kind of lean more towards the 360 just because it's a little bit less expensive. Plus, 360 does have that Xbox Live that I'm very interested in. It's a very fun thing to do. So it's really up in the air, but of course, I will let you all know which one I get just because I'm that kind of guy. But anyways, that's really all I had for you guys this week. And like I said again, I really do got to thank you all because it's nice sitting back here looking at, before I just get a handful of downloads each day. Now I'm getting 30, 40 plus a day, which is really exciting. And at least I know a lot of people are giving this show a chance. So hopefully you guys stick with it. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy talking about games, and I have a lot more interesting things I'd like to talk about. So until next time, thank you for listening to me here at Gamers World, and game on.